Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, here's a question to contemplate. Who is the smartest person in your company? And we know that there are different types of intelligence. There are people who are book learning. They might have a PhD in a particular subject. There are people who have a specific intelligence in a specific area. And then there are business people who not only may be educated, but have street smarts. They have just an intuitive understanding of the marketplace. And there are others, many different types of intelligence. But the question to ask is, who is the smartest person in your company? And if the answer is you are the smartest person in your company, well, that's a mistake. You should not be the smartest person in the company. You should be the smartest person in the company who knows how to hire the right people, who surround themselves with people who have an understanding of different areas of your business that will make your business thrive. So, for instance, you may have a sales manager who knows much more about running a sales force than you. You may understand how the product is sold. You may be able to go out and pick up the briefcase and sell something, but you know that you need someone who really understands the profile of salespeople, how they think, what they need to do, and how they're going to do it. Or possibly you have an operations manager or a chief financial officer who absolutely is a whiz with the numbers, who will be able to dissect, detail, tear everything down, tear it apart, show you in the financial statement where you are successful, where you are not successful, what you need to do, what you need to change. Or maybe you have a marketing person, or you've hired a marketing company or social media company that they absolutely understand how to hit the target market, how to hit your market, how to get your message out. And you might understand it, but you're not the expert. So the smartest person in the company is the CEO, president, or business owner who is always striving to hire people, engage people, have outside contractors who are smarter than they are, who knows more than they do. Because if you do that, then you're going to play a winning hand. You can't be everything to everyone. You can't know everything. Business is so complicated today. If you think that you are the smartest person in the company, you are going to be a failed company. So let's gather a team of people together who will absolutely be in a position of guiding you, teaching you, helping you become prosperous while you're helping them become prosperous because you're encouraging them to do their job, you're hiring them, you're giving them that all-important paycheck, and you'll have one of the most incredible companies that you can ever imagine. You cannot do it yourself. If you're going to run a one-person show, if you're going to run a little company, if you're going to just scratch out a living, that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with doing that. But if you really want to grow, if you really want to prosper, if you want to be significant in your particular segment of the marketplace, then you have to be surrounded by people who are experts in their fields. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, you know, I always look forward to talking business with smart people like you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.